Welcome to Immortality Weekly.
I'm Scott Alden.
And I'm Joel Khalifa.
And this is the show where we talk about the ins and outs, the trials and tribulations, the gears and the way that they fit in other gears and as it relates to immortality.
Living forever.
Doing the thing all the time.
Every week, doing
every,
the thing.
Every week.
Every week forever.
24/7
doing
forever.
Doing the thing.
This is today we have a special topic.
We've never done an immortal quite like this.
I think that this is gonna, like, some people will ask, is this guy even immortal? And the answer is, we don't know.
I mean,
I think right now we don't know. By
the end of the episode, we'll suddenly know.
Maybe. We hope to know.
Yeah, we'll talk about it and then we'll get back to you. Well, you'll hear the conversation.
We're not going to get back to
it. That's how it works. That's how it works.
This is it. It's one go.
All right. So today, so
you know
in,
what we're
in
talking
previous,
about?
I know what we're talking about.
Yep.
I came a little prepared, is Scott.
I did a little research this time too, but I know this guy pretty well.
Okay. This immortal differs from the other immortals that we've covered in the past in that he's Canadian. Like, we've never done a Canadian immortal.
You're right. In the two episodes that we've done,
we haven't covered Canadians. We've done Scottish.
We've done Egyptian, Spanish.
Right. Well, I'm not like not the sub characters.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Check out episode one. Yeah. But we've done like Never Neverlandian.
Well,
we've
he was
never,
born. Whatever. Yeah,
we've never done Canadian.
We've done British. We haven't done Canadian.
We haven't done Canadian. Today we're doing Canadian,
and we're proud.
Welcome
we're proud
to the first Canadian immortal episode.
Look, where the real diversity comes in here is that we are exploring a diversity of types of immortality, and who we're talking about today, Deadpool. We're talking about Deadpool, and. Deadpool is different in that he's a Canadian, but he's also a regen.
He's a regen.
Dubbed him. His powers are regenerative.
Mm, you sure do love your taxonomy, Scott.
I mean, what am I here for?
That's how you know, regular listeners, you know, Scott loves the taxonomies. I love naming nationalities off the bat.
There's not really enough history yet for you to be making these kinds of claims, but I hope that people are kind of inventing their own mythologies about us as they go.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
How's their immortality work?
Yeah, it doesn't. We're not immortal.
Last episode in like 100 years.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to explain.
I wonder if by the end of this podcast, whenever we stop doing it, if we'll have figured it out.
Oh, immortality.
And then it will just be like...
This is just
it'll
Scott,
just be like weekly. It'll
this is just our like quest for the Holy Grail. Right. It's just like we're just like making a fun podcast, but really we're like doing a lot of research.
The sloppiest, laziest quest for the Holy Grail. So this week, Joel's gonna lead.
I'm gonna ask the
question, which we're all pretty excited about.
We're finally rooting for him, taking a little bit of initiative.
We're
in
pretty
this,
sure
quest
yeah.
for the Holy Grail.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's nice to see you pulling your weight.
What the fuck?
I'm saying no. It's nice. You're pulling your weight, and it's
okay,
nice
cool.
to see.
That was
like
to
watch you.
A weird
I like to watch you pull
thing.
Weights. No, it was a total compliment.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to be the guy behind you in the gym. That's what I'm saying. So, Joel, get into it. What do you want to
okay.
know? What do you want to
okay.
know about Deadpool?
What do I want to know? So I'm asking these questions.
Yeah.
That Scott wrote. Right.
Yeah.
So I take no credit and no blame.
I like to think we,
for what happened.
I like to think today. We wrote them together, but it's I wrote them.
Right. Okay, cool. So, you
please,
know, first...
Please read them as written.
First,
yep.
As always, let's try to define the asterisk type asterisk...
Joel has his fucking hands on his hips right now, by the way.
...of immortal we're dealing with here.
Yep.
So you want to do that? Let's start with just kind of, what kind of immortal is he?
Yeah, well, he's a regen.
He's a regen.
He's a regen
We have
guy.
Covered that.
Yeah.
So he's a regen. He regenerates damage done to him.
Yeah, he heals incredibly fast.
So let's maybe talk a bit about, like, where's that come from?
Sure. So in this case, Wade Wilson, that's his real name.
His real name, his given name.
That's his gift, I think so, yeah. He's a mercenary, though, so who knows, you know. He's a killer for hire, and he has cancer, and he is looking for a way to beat cancer, And
why not immortality?
that will cure cancer and also anything else that should come
that's
up.
That's a pretty efficient quest for the Holy Grail. He's just like, I have cancer, I don't want it. Yeah. Okay.
I also don't want to, like, you know.
Now I live forever.
Yeah. I don't want to get skinned knees either. So he finds a guy, a guy finds him, and he's an evil Canadian government guy, and it's the same guy who experimented on Wolverine and gave him his adamantium skeleton. It's, you know, sure. he's part of the Weapon X project, and they use some of Wolverine's fucking DNA or whatever to give Deadpool the most intense regenerative powers that anyone's ever seen.
So the same power that Wolverine has, essentially.
It's the same power that Wolverine has, but like on steroids.
It's better than Wolverine.
It's like Wolverine on steroids, but on steroids. Yeah, it's like, it's, well, yeah, no, it's yeah, his
it's
power
just, yeah,
is,
it's just Wolverine's power.
He heals
like,
way faster than
okay,
than Wolverine.
He's just like, yeah, I'm done. Done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And from anything, you know?
All right.
I mean, yeah, he's, he can get his body ripped in half. And he can grow.
So it came from an experiment. He's not like a mutant or anything.
He wasn't born with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just like, I got cancer.
Yeah.
There's a new treatment. It's immortality.
I'm going to try it. And then, yeah. Lucky me.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what comes with it? Is it, how's it work, I guess?
So, well, it's really, imagine any terrible thing happening to your body. Just take a minute, right? What's the worst way you can imagine your body being decimated?
You know, I don't want to say.
You've thought about this before, haven't you?
I'm thinking about it right now, and my mind's
is it right
going
there?
Very quickly.
Just kind of vibe it into the mic and see if they get it.
Okay,
so that, yeah, right? Yeah. That happens, all right?
Yeah.
And whatever's left of you after that experience,
sure,
you'll just regrow your entire body from that.
From what's left of me?
From whatever's left to you.
So here's the thing. I didn't even see myself being, like, cut into... I was already in one thing.
I'm surprised
by
that, actually.
Yeah, I was in one thing.
Yeah. You were... God, I want to know what it was.
I'm never saying. I never want to think about it again. I was in one piece.
Were you crushed in a phone booth?
In a phone booth, specifically?
Yes.
Like while on a very awkward phone call. That's why I didn't want to talk about it. The phone
was
call
a very
was
tight
so
wetsuit.
Awkward.
Right. I was like, God, I wish somebody would fucking kill me. And then I wish they hadn't. Yeah.
So what happens if I'm crushed in one piece in a phone booth?
So all the parts of you that are crushed, your bones, the glass that gets stuck in you, the, you know, receiver that ends up in inside your mouth, all that stuff kind of pops out. Takes its original shape, and it happens. You can see it happening. It's that fast.
Oh, just immediately. I'm just like, oh, I've been. I'm not crushed anymore.
That's right.
That was an interesting experience being crushed.
Yeah. It was.
Get back on the phone and be like, oh man.
Sorry, bad connection. Yeah. So
it just
got
crushed over here.
That's what Joel says. So there's a bad connection. Yeah, so it's really it's anything that it seems as though he's not indestructible because he can get all kinds of fucking hurt, but that there's nothing anyway that can kill him, and we've seen him.
Right. Well, it sounds like there's nothing that can stop him from returning to like the baseline.
Like you mean like his baseline, just like his body?
Yeah, it's not like just nothing that can kill him. It's just like here's where I am before something happened to me.
Right.
It sounds like no matter what's gonna happen, if he's crushed or if he's cut into separate pieces,
yeah,
he's going to like come back.
He comes back to where he was, and this is the poetically tragic thing about Deadpool, is that during the procedure, he covered head to toe with scars, like Freddy Krueger, like, you know, full on just
shit.
Yeah, totally. His face, his head.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time that his whole body heals from being crushed in a phone booth or being in a very tight wetsuit or what have you, he...
What?
just trying it out. It's like maybe the wetsuit was too tight and it crushed you. I feel like you were crushed.
You keep guessing my thing.
I'm trying to.
But like I'm either in a phone booth or a wetsuit.
I'm not being
Where are you
very
going with this thing?
I'm not being very imaginative about what it actually right. is. I've decided that you were crushed
you
by
were
something
yeah, okay, cool.
unlikely.
Basically, you were crushed by a really large Mobile phone.
It's a flip phone. You get flipped up in the flip part.
That's why you don't have flip phones anymore.
They're
fucking dangerous.
Because people were getting crushed in there. So anyway,
so he's covered head to toe in scars.
Yeah, and then
it's just like a random effect of the procedure that made him immortal.
Yeah, and those scars don't heal.
So that kind of sucks, right? So he always returns to like baseline.
Yeah.
But his baseline is just covered head to toe in horrendous scars.
Yes.
That's like a weakness, I would say.
Totally. It certainly informs his attitude about the whole thing.
Right, because he's a bit vain, and he's like, I'm covered head to toe in gross scars.
Yeah, and I think he's just like, I got fucked, you know? Like, his whole attitude is sort of like this immortality
fucking,
thing.
Fucking bullshit. Cured my cancer.
Right.
I'm going to, like, maybe live forever, and nothing can hurt me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah. Fucking terrible. Yeah, Deadpool's... Deadpool's ungrateful. That's what he is.
He's an ungrateful boy.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to our next question. Does he like it?
Joel, that is not... No, that's not the next question. Joel is looking at the questions in front of him right now and just doing this despite me.
It felt like a good seg.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Totally, except that we talk about that at the end after we have all the facts about the way the immortality works and how it affects his lifestyle, and then we ask if he likes it or not.
So we don't know if he likes it yet.
Well, we have some information about it, but not all of it.
There might be a few other things
that we need to know. Okay. Impossible to know what they are without looking in front of you.
Feels like I can't do a good job here. Dude, that's fine. That's okay.
I feel like you can.
Okay, perfect. Cool. So let's just keep talking about whether he likes it or not without me asking the question. Cool. Okay. So he is ungrateful for it.
He's ungrateful for it for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So talk about that.
Well, he's suicidal. He's more suicidal than most, actually. You know, I think every immortal that we've seen, you know, goes through some period, except for Peter Pan, but most immortals, right? Spoiler alert, they go through some period where
one out of the two. So
they're gonna try to look. I know a few, and what they're gonna try at some point to either they're just testing it out, or they're just like immortality is fucking tedious or whatever, you know, or something happens, and so. It's a common thing among immortals to try to kill themselves. Deadpool does it a lot and in very creative ways. And he can get creative because most things won't kill him. I mean, for example, in the movies, you know, he lays down on top of drums of gasoline, you know, and turns on his oven in his house, and he, you know, throws a cigarette up in the air, and then it hits the gasoline. He gets blown to fucking pieces all over his
head. I gotta say, that doesn't sound like as creative as it sounds dramatic. It sounds like okay, he just took a really fucking obvious idea and then took it up to 11.
But he actually did it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's cool. I respect, I guess. It was also his apartment, you know, like, get out of that lease.
Yeah, no, he's not getting the deposit back.
What else did he do? What other
ways did he try to kill himself? I don't know, Joel. Other ways.
Did he ever get in a really tight wetsuit?
He tried that. Didn't work.
Okay, cool.
There was a couple rounds he went through. He was like, tighter. A little tighter. Not crushed yet.
That tailor. Yeah. That sea tailor.
We should find out what a wetsuit maker is called.
Next episode. Sea tailor.
Sea tails.
We're gonna,
sea tails with Joel.
We're going to get a wetsuit creator.
Yeah. And then we're going to do several episodes about the tightest wetsuit. What's the tightest wetsuit you ever made? And do you think it could kill a guy? Because Joel's interested.
I want to know. Yeah. Cool. So he's tried to commit suicide a lot.
He tries it a lot, and he's, you know, and he's got his reasons, you know. I mean, he loses his love, you know. But then sometimes it seems like he just kind of does it, you know, for fun, for kicks, just to try it. He's very into putting himself in harm's way, you know, and seeing what happens.
I mean, that's one way to do it, right? Because, like, okay, I know that nothing can happen to me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Pretty much.
Here's a question about these suicide attempts.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows that nothing can happen to him, or he's like, I wonder what could work?
It's a great question. I think it's more the latter. Okay. I think that he does have a desire to end it, or at the very least, he's got a nihilistic attitude, and he doesn't care one way or the other. Sometimes when he comes back, he's like, "Fuck, here I am." You know, what's next?
That didn't work either.
Yeah, but he doesn't have this thing where he's like, "I'm a god." You know, that's not him. Yeah, he's more like laissez-faire about the whole thing.
Okay, cool. So he does he like it? No, I'm joking. Okay, so he tries to commit suicide often. Never works.
Yeah.
Always comes back to baseline.
Always comes back to baseline.
So, okay.
Scarred baseline.
Scarred baseline.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
No.
I guess that's why he wears like a you know, top to bottom suit.
Right. Top to bottom.
Top to bottom suit.
Deathstroke suit. Yeah.
A Deathstroke. Are we going to do like the Marvel DC thing?
We're not doing it.
No. We're not doing it. But just so you know, nerd listeners, we know this shit too.
They already know.
We know this shit too.
We know a few things.
We're not a bunch of posers here.
See, now we're going to get a fucking series of emails.
Yeah, people are just going to your gatekeeping.
Deadpool can die. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about the other emails of just like anyone.
We're going to get all of them.
Oh my God. Why'd we ever start this podcast?
We just like emails.
We haven't gotten a single email yet.
We just like emails. by the way,
if you have any complaints about us in any direction,
yeah,
please email us at immortalityweekly.
immortalityweekly@gmail.com.
Show us we exist.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So he keeps trying to kill himself. Always comes back to baseline.
Yeah.
To the scary baseline.
Yeah.
And I have a question.
Okay.
Right. So you said if he gets crushed.
Yeah.
He kind of pops back out, right? Yeah. Like a water bottle. That's how I'm imagining that you just like blow air.
Yeah, or Nerf football, what have you.
If you cut him into pieces, you're like, he grows back.
Yeah.
Where's he grow back from?
Okay, right. Great question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's not even on the list.
I know. So it's, okay, my assessment of it is that he grows back from the part that has the most head in it. So he's, you know, if he loses, he gets ripped in half at one point, right?
All
right,
and, yeah.
And then he grows these little legs, you know, and then the legs become big legs gradually from his large torso. And I'm assuming that the legs didn't also grow a torso and a face and a head. My theory is that it's
right,
the brain.
It's just off screen.
Yeah.
Different universe now.
Whatever's connected to the right, just little legs running around.
Well, yeah. there is actually...
Oh, right.
Yeah, I did some research.
Right.
And
yeah.
There is a spinoff.
Yeah.
Of like, so one time.
Yeah.
Deadpool gets in like a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
And gets his head cut off or blown off or something.
Oh, shit.
And then
right.
Because whoever did the blowing his head off thing did something. I don't fucking know what. The rest of him didn't grow back. And so he is an alive... Deadpool head,
yeah.
Dubbed Headpool, and there's an entire comic about that.
I love that.
It's great.
Yeah, he carries that. He carries the head around with him sometimes too.
Oh, he's like, this is my old head.
Well, it's like it's an alternate universe, I think, is where that head is. It's
interesting.
Yeah, it's like an alt dimension head.
It's like a what's it called, the headless horseman type deal.
Yeah, but if
he
the headless
another head.
If he had another head and then his other head was from another dimension.
Oh, okay. He likes
exactly
he does like a body cop thing. Headpool and Deadpool is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch that,
dude. I'd watch the shit out of it. It's probably gonna be Deadpool 3, honestly, let's be real. So
okay, so you're saying he regrows from the part that has the most head.
I think he regrows from the whatever's connected to the brain regrows.
Right. What if like you chop the brain up into equal bits?
It so they're exactly equal.
Exactly equal.
Which one does he grow back from?
It's a math puzzle.
I would think that he grows back from the
right one.
The right. Well, it depends on if he's right brain or left brain. But you know, he grows back from like the, I don't know where the part that does the joking, the jokey part.
The part that does the joking.
What's the part of your brain that tells
his
jokes?
He grows from his funniest cell.
He's a very jokey guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So his funny. Okay. So
where
okay.
would you grow back from if you got down to one cell or one part?
That's
what do
a
you,
great question.
Yeah. What do you think? You
just anywhere.
Yeah.
My eyeball.
I would say. I like that answer.
Yeah. Because that's what I see from. That's like the my
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's like Command Central. Yeah. Joel's also got gorgeous eyes. I know you're not. You can't see. Thank you. You can't see his eyes from here, and they lit up when I said that. So
I'm very happy right now.
Yeah, it's
very validating because I've always thought just my eyes
it,
are.
Beam
great.
At the mic. Beam at the mic and see if they can I'm feel beaming. It.
Can you feel this?
In the same way they felt you being crushed by a wetsuit. Wetsuit.
A wetsuit.
Was it a wetsuit?
It wasn't a wetsuit. All right. So. Okay. So for me, it's my eyeball. How about you?
Where would I want to grow back from?
Yeah.
I think like my, like maybe like my, maybe like my uvula, like my voice, like near my voice box somewhere. The uvula, that's a little thing that hangs down in the back of
your uvula. Throat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to grow from a sound. I would like to grow from the sound of my own voice.
That's great. That actually fucking tracks. You don't know the sound of Scott's voice.
In case you didn't know, I love the sound of my own voice.
Right. I was going to say you don't know the sound of Scott's voice, but that's literally the only thing about you they know.
That's all they know.
He's a brilliant singer, though.
Oh, thank you, Joel.
Fantastic singer.
Thank you, Joel. And Joel's eyes, let me tell you, while we're on the topic. What else you got for me?
I like this
episode.
You would grow from like the middle of your throat or whatever. I would grow from one of my eyeballs. Yeah. I don't know which.
Right.
Deadpool, we say, grows from one cell, possibly.
I think if you can regenerate your entire body from a single cell, mm-hmm. or a very small part of your body,
right?
I think you're immortal. I think that seals it. I think that's, you know, I think that the small chance that someone would be able to like actually take the last cell of your body and crush it with a very tiny wetsuit, the chance that somebody could do that,
smallest wetsuit,
the smallest little cellular wetsuit, I think that that's I'm gonna go ahead and say like you're immortal, like okay, let's call a spade a spade here.
Okay, sure. So he can't die from any external harm. He always moves back to baseline.
Yeah.
What about like aging? Can he die from old age?
I know. So
okay. So Scott knows the answer to that.
It's a big question. I don't know the answer, but I have some ideas about it. All right. So okay. So regeneration, right?
Sure.
Works on aging, for sure.
All right.
You don't age as fast, right? You look at someone like Wolverine. That guy's fucking 150 years old, and he looks 60, right? He's not. He ages a lot slower because of his healing factor.
All right.
Yeah. So Deadpool's got the same thing. More intensely.
All right.
Right?
He's double the Wolverine.
Let's say double. Yeah, for ease's
sake. Sure. Yeah. For the math.
Yeah. And I think that his aging is so delayed by his healing factor,
mm-hmm.
that he probably, I don't think he could ever die of old age, right? Like, I think that he would, if he even got to the point where he was like, you know, at like his body was like, you know, in its 90s or whatever, his healing powers would still be working so well that he would just kind of like, you know, it's like if I'm going to walk from here to you, which is a very short distance, we're standing very close.
Right.
But if I'm going to do that and I'm going to go half the distance, you know, every time, I'm never going to get to you because it's always going to be half the distance.
Sure.
Right. And I think that Deadpool's healing factor works on his aging like that.
So you're saying, okay, if Deadpool would die at like 100,
sure,
when his body is 100,
right,
how old would Deadpool need to be to reach 100?
Oh, I think he would be like 3,000 years old.
3,000. So at that point, would he die?
No, I don't think so. I think that because the healing kicks in.
What do you mean the healing kicks
in? It's always kicking in. So it's like whatever the thing is that would cause him to die, that's right. going to be solved by his
healing.
Because you don't actually die of old age. You don't die of time. You know,
sure,
it's
right. You die of something shutting
organ
down.
Failure, right.
Okay, right. So if his organ fails...
His organs won't fail.
Okay. This sounds like an interesting theory.
Well, how could they?
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think Deadpool always goes back to baseline, right? Mm-hmm. If you crush him in a wetsuit or a phone booth,
yeah.
whichever.
Right.
Or like if you cut off his arm or whatever, he's gonna grow back, yep. right?
No he's matter gonna what. Grow, he'll grow
he's gonna go
arm.
Back to scarry baseline.
Yep.
I think any kind of aging, he must be constantly regenerating back to baseline, which is like, I don't know, 30-year-old Wade Wilson. I think any kind of aging is damage.
But it's, well, yeah, I agree with that completely. Sure. Right. Here's my additional question to that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So
shoot.
Aging is a constant process, right? And Deadpool's healing factor is also a constant process going in reverse. It's like he's walking against the wind. And uh-huh. the wind is blowing really, really hard, right? And that's the healing factor. And he's, you know, running against the wind.
So he's trying to die.
He's running against the wind. Well, no, he's just aging. That's what he's...
All right. He's running against...
All bodies are trying to die, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's running against the... I'm trying to follow this brilliant
metaphor. Running against the wind, but the wind is stronger than he is, but it's not so strong that it blows him back on his ass.
Sure.
He's still going into that wind.
All right.
So he's not... It's not like the wind gets so strong that it blows him all the way back to, you know, his front door, and then he's got to go out and try to get to the post office again or whatever that he was trying to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cool. So you're like... With zero evidence, maybe you're like at some point he's gonna die because he is aging.
It's
a leap of faith, right? You're like he's probably aging, is what you're saying.
I think he is aging, but I also don't think that he's able to die of old age.
Okay, let's take one at a time.
He ages
here.
Very slowly. Saying.
Okay, why do you think that he ages?
Because of the wind. The wind is blowing
against
him.
I get how it would work if it were true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying. Right. Why do you think it's true?
Okay, because look, if he, let's say he cut off his arm.
Sure.
Okay. And then as his little arm was growing back, he just cut it off again 30 seconds later. And he just did that infinitely.
You're saying because aging happens nonstop.
Yes.
Then he's like.
Aging is an opposing force to his healing.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's always an opposing force. It can't go.
Cool. So we don't know that this is how it works. We're just like it might work this way, right? It could alternatively he might not age at all.
I mean, in theory, but that's
but you're
that's,
like you're like I can't see how that would happen.
That's just a guess,
because
and I've
the
done the math. All
right, right. I've listened to the wind for a week now.
I've listened
trying to
the
figure
wind,
this out
to the wind of my soul, and it told me that Deadpool ages. That's I think he has to just logically. Dude, it's like, well, like, so Wolverine, right? Wolverine mm-hmm. has the same powers, just less so.
Right.
And he definitely ages, right? We've seen Wolverine, he fucking died, right? Wolverine gets old and dies.
Sure.
So the wind is less strong, and he's walking.
Right. Different wind.
At the same
if Wolverine,
rate.
If on a windy day, Wolverine leaves Denver, Colorado, and Deadpool leaves Chicago, Illinois.
I'm getting out a piece of paper.
Okay, so... Wolverine, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this, nerds. I know some shit. So he has like that adamantium skeleton, right? A skeleton
yes.
made of like the metal. That's where the spikes come from, right? They're made of
yeah,
they're made of that sharp
metal.
They're
claws, but yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know that much, but he has the claw spike things. Three of them. I know my shit.
Yeah.
So that he's actually allergic to that metal.
That's right. That's what we learned.
That's known. He's allergic.
He has
to,
an allergy.
He's allergic to the metal.
Yeah.
And that's
He's like Macaulay Culkin in My Girl.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. He's aging because of all the bees in his body.
Hi, we're the Canadian government, and we're going to do two things. One is that we're going to lace your skeleton with adamantium. The other is that we're going to fill
the
bees.
Adamantium.
We're
going to
fill it with bees.
The bees are dying.
Yeah. And if it's
the Canadian government is
one
doing
or the other
what
is
going to
eventually kill you.
Okay. So the adamantium is sapping his powers. That's known. Is
yes.
Like he's less powerful because of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's aging. And I think like, so in the movie Logan, spoiler alert, spoiler pause, he dies.
That's what the movie's about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about him dying.
Yeah.
And he dies because of the adamantium. And they even talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Deadpool's not allergic to anything,
I don't
as far as
know.
I know.
I'm not aware of
He might be allergic to peanuts. Maybe if he eats peanuts every day, then he'll like slowly age. is what I'm saying.
I think even if he was allergic to peanuts, he would have to eat nothing but peanuts constantly.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if he ate nothing, that's exactly what I'm saying. If he ate nothing but peanuts constantly.
No, it doesn't work like that. It's not like an immune system, right? It's not like, oh, your healing factor goes towards something else, like the peanut allergy that you have, and therefore now you age.
All right. Here's what I'm saying. If he like, you know, cut his skin apart, put a bunch of peanuts in there.
Yeah.
A little
peanut injection.
Just like a dollop of like Jif.
Yeah.
Jiffy.
You could both
are peanut
Jif and Jiffy, I believe, are both
that
peanut butter.
That is confusing. Anyway, if he did that, I'm saying that would work as the adamantium. It would sap his power enough for him to age. And then he would age against the wind, all of what you were saying. I'm saying without that, without any allergies or anything, my guess, right? My guess here, I haven't done the math.
Yeah.
But my guess is he would just stay exactly the same, 30-year-old, covered in scars, forever.
And unless he cut open his arm and rubbed peanut butter on his bones. You're saying that he would...
That's my theory.
This is how it work? Cool.
That's my theory.
Yeah, this is the guy who was laughing at my wind theory a minute ago. All right,
I mean, everyone knows about peanuts, right?
It's people don't know about the wind?
I've never seen it.
You never seen All the Colors of the Wind?
Okay, so we have open question. We don't know if Deadpool ages. He might not age.
Yeah.
But we definitely know he can't die from any external factors.
Doesn't seem like it. Yeah.
What does he have any other powers?
Yes.
Okay.
He does. A very interesting one.
Okay.
So Deadpool, his power is kind of like all the shitty things that you're not supposed to do as a writer, basically, right? It's like there are no stakes for Deadpool already because he's basically immortal. He can't die, right?
Sure.
So he's just like a kind of a walking cartoon that you can do anything you want. He's a doll that you play with, basically, and not like an actual character. You know, just like do all this shit with them, which you're not supposed to do as a writer. There are supposed to be real stakes. There are supposed to be limitations. That's how stories are born. The other thing that you're not supposed to do is break the fourth wall and talk to your fucking audience in the middle of a script.
Sure. I mean, we keep doing that, though.
That's all we do.
No, I was just fucking with you.
It's a different form.
So, okay. So do you want to explain the fourth wall?
Yeah, it's an acting term. I went to theater school, actually. That's how I know about the fourth wall.
I didn't somehow I know about it.
I broke it constantly. I did not give a fuck. But so it's you know
this
when
in
you
the middle of Shakespeare
when like... you look at it, I just well they do it in the middle of Shakespeare all the time. It's called a soliloquy. Anyway, look a stage is like you can think of it as a diorama, right?
Okay.
It's a room that you're looking into, and there's a wall missing, and that wall is the wall that separates you from the audience, but that wall's not really there. Mm-hmm. So they call it the fourth wall, right?
All
right. Actors are supposed to pretend that it's there, and the audience is supposed to just look through it. So breaking the fourth wall means that you don't pretend that the wall is there, and you just talk to your audience.
So it's like in a TV show, if everyone was just like in character and doing their thing,
right.
Suddenly one of the characters turned to me and was just like, "Why the fuck are you eating that, Joel?"
Well, that would be... That's, I think, schizophrenia, but that's... that's different.
So I should see someone.
You should probably see someone.
I was like, breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's not... It's... Deadpool can't see literally you, but he can talk to you as a reader, right? And he knows... He knows that he's in a comic book, or that he's in a movie,
so
or
he
that
has,
he's in a
he
story.
He has awareness of you know where he is and maybe our world as well.
Yeah,
he knows about our world, so that gives him maybe an advantage in certain situations because he's like, oh, we're in like a storybook. I can do stuff that other people couldn't do.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want. I mean, it's a and that's what I'm saying about it. So he already can't die unless you crush his last cell. And he's who knows? And he already can't die. And then also he knows that nothing that he's doing is actually like a real life. You know, he knows that he's part of a story. And he can reference it.
That would probably drive someone crazy.
Make you lonely, I think, at the very least.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
So and maybe that's the reason for all the suicide attempts.
Yeah, it's really we need the fourth wall to protect us.
Okay, maybe that's the lesson. Joel and Scott turn towards the microphone. Bye, everyone.
We're just having a conversation, Joel. There is no microphone.
All right, so he has like regenerative immortality. He regenerates extremely fast.
Yeah.
he maybe ages, maybe doesn't. Even if he ages, it's like fucking forever. He's like in a tornado or whatever. He's in a lot of wind. It's a lot of wind.
Yeah, sure.
Lots of wind.
Hurricane, yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's blown in one direction. Go on.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
And he's aware of his situation, so he can make jokes. He made Green Lantern jokes.
That's mostly what he does. Ryan Reynolds thing. Mostly he makes jokes.
I think he can also jump between comic book panels. He's done that.
He can jump between panels. He can jump between stories. He can go into different comics universes, and it's all kind of attributed to this power that he has.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, so he's got control over his reality. You know, he can play mm-hmm. with it, which to me feels like it's not that doesn't make you immortal necessarily because you can do that, but it does feel like the kind of thing that immortals can do. You know, it's like it's godlike. It's got immortal flavor. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it feels kind of like you're like, am I immortal or am I? I don't know. I can, I can play with you know what I mean? You get it.
I was worried that this voice wouldn't come out this episode.
You get me. Don't you ever worry about that.
Cool. So he's extremely powerful, basically. Kinda.
He's just extremely noticey.
He's very noticey.
He's noticey.
That's the word I would use.
Yeah. Some people would say aware. It feels a little much, but yeah.
Right. No, so he's like if you took Sherlock Holmes from Sherlock. And he's just pointing at things. He would also point at you, and he's like, "This is a TV show."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly like that.
Cool. So yeah, so he's very powerful. So I guess he's yeah. This sounds honestly kind of fun, right? Nothing can happen to you. You go through life. You can notice things.
Are you ready now?
you saw this wind up. Yeah. So I'm ready for the question that you wouldn't let me ask before.
Well, now's the appropriate time.
Is does he like it?
So kinda, right? Yeah, he's not super fanatical. He's not the kind of guy who's immortality. Give me an M.
Right, everyone. Next episode, immortal cheerleaders.
Dude, I fucking wish.
Yeah.
I wish that we
are there any.
I wish that we could.
I don't think there's any now.
I don't think there's a.
No. So.
Oh, Joel. What? Shit, there is one. No. There is. Fucking
Who?
Heroes. Here the cheerleader from Heroes.
Not, wait, no, fuck, she
I
is.
I think she fucking
she
is.
She is. She is. She
I think
is.
She actually is.
Ah, oh, that's
okay,
so
actually,
good.
Actually, next episode.
That's so good.
Immortal cheerleaders. If there are more than one, we will find them.
This is how we do it. You're getting a real look behind the scenes.
We're opening
here.
The kimono and
fully.
We're showing you everything that's in there.
What was the question?
It's does he like
does
it?
He, like,
he likes
he,
it.
So you're
he
like he's not okay. he's not like he's not like
no he has
in.
He has fun he has fun with it. Yeah, I think he has fun with it. I think he enjoys it. I think it's a part of him, and it's a part of his personality, and he's not the kind of mopey immortal who's I wish that I could just have a relationship and a job.
Right. I wish I could be mortal
and die. Yeah.
He's never I wish I could be mortal.
He's like, I wish
I could die right now.
I wish I could die when I want to die. He's kind of like you.
Right. Oh, totally. He wants a one way out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he wants
Okay. Yeah. I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
So I mean, that brings us to our weekly corner.
Would they like it? I like how you call every segment
a corner. Oh,
it's,
fuck.
I enjoy
that. Is
that
not how they say it in English?
Is that how they
say it in Hebrew?
Is it?
A
they
corner.
Call it. They call it a corner.
Yeah,
because we
like
have
a, it's
that.
Like a section.
It's like a yeah. We call it
wow.
like you know. It would be like Joel's corner, and you
oh,
would give your
okay.
opinions. It's more like okay. an editorial.
You know what? I'm not sure it's even a thing in Hebrew.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going.
No,
with
no,
that.
It is a thing in Hebrew.
Yeah,
lost in translation. Everyone, this is my second language. I'm doing a podcast.
Isn't he doing
it.
Amazing?
I'm doing a podcast.
And his
in it.
Eyes, gorgeous.
Great. You hear
gorgeous.
Scott's voice right there? Silky
mm-hmm.
smooth. Silky smooth.
It's like fucking Buddha.
So do we
yep.
like it?
Would we like it?
Or would we like it? We're not immortals, everyone. Not
would
yet.
We? But I it's hard to say. I don't want to get hurt all the time, you know?
Do you need to?
I guess you don't need to, but I think I would be compelled to if I had this power. So maybe I would want it then.
You okay, you're saying...
Right? I mean, yeah.
Okay, let's just say... I'm going to say, okay, the power is... Yeah. You have awareness over your universe. Like, if we are all actually in a comic book universe, right. Scott will know.
Right.
None of us will know. We'll be like doing our 9-to-5s or whatever. Scott will be like, this is a fucking story.
100% don't care what comes with it. Full body scars. Do not give a shit. Absolutely want it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you're saying, like, you feel like the invulnerability, or like not invulnerability, the regen immortality power, you feel like that comes. Gravy. But you feel like that comes with getting hurt all the time. And I'm like, I'm not sure it does.
It doesn't have to. No, you're right.
But you're like, if I had it, I would want to get hurt.
I just don't
want
to be a mercenary. Do I have to be a mercenary?
No, that's not part of it.
Can I be like a...
That's not part of it. You can be just like...
Can I be a teacher? Can I work with...
You can be a podcast host.
Oh, great.
Yeah, cool. Full time, because nothing matters.
Awesome. It would actually be the most annoying job for someone who had fourth wall breaking abilities. Because there's like nothing for you to do.
There's so many walls to break.
Like, there's no wall. It's just too obvious. It's too easy.
So you would want this overall?
Yeah, I just don't want to be a podcast host in that regard.
Okay, cool. No, that's part of it.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
I love that you're calling me a podcast host. It feels so.
This is real.
It feels so official.
This is real. We're doing it. This is our third episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone loves us.
And it's. I mean, so far so good.
Every single person who's heard the first episode came back for the second and then the third one. And you don't know that's not true.
That's right.
If you're listening to this.
Because you're here.
Okay. I think that I would not want to be this.
You won't? No. You wouldn't?
Mainly because of my vanity.
Just the scars are going to prevent you from this?
I don't want to be head to toe covered in scars. I don't want that. I also... You know, he kills himself a lot. And I feel like if I get to the point... I know. I agree with that. I'm not saying I'll have to. I'm saying if I get to the point where I want to kill myself,
mm-hmm.
I'll want to die. You know what I mean? I don't want to not be able to.
Joel, me and all of our listeners are aware that you want the option to die. I understand.
So I'm a no. And I'm probably going to be a no on every one of these, as long as they don't have a way to die, unless someone comes up with like enough benefits for me to be like, yeah, okay, I'll live forever.
What would it take?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Like
we got a whole season of people.
Great, and that gets us right into our next. Well, I guess we kind of already did it. What we're talking about next week. We had another plan, but I think we're gonna. I think we're gonna go with the cheerleader thing. It seems like we should. It feels like that's like very
We are gonna watch
in the spirit of the theme.
5 seasons of Heroes.
Fuck. I will read the Heroes wiki. I don't mean like the Wikipedia page for Heroes. I mean like the actual like whatever fucking like fan wiki they have. I'll do that.
Sure, yeah. I'll go all the way down the rabbit hole.
I'll go like some of the way down and
some of the way down.
I'll be informed. I'll have ideas.
Scott's really investing in this podcast.
Look, I'll do as much as I need to do.
All right, we're both going to do as much as we need to do to give you the full picture over like the immortal cheerleader from
We will.
And Heroes.
And until then, guys.
Oh, okay.
Until then.
Everyone, brace yourselves.
Until then.
It's time.
Keep on living.